Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let us talk to Amelia Mabaso. Amelia.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. The topic, spiritual food. I think in order to feast on spiritual food, you need to have a spiritual menu.
Yeah.
And I also think that not everyone has an access to spiritual menu. Specifically people who are carnally minded. Only people who have the spirit in them that Christ our Father has an access to feast on a spiritual menu, or rather the spiritual food. According to Matthew chapter 4, verse 2 to 4, Jesus fasted 40 days, and we see the tempter approaching him. And he's saying to him, if really, really you are the Son of God, command these stones and make them bread. But the King of Kings, he answered, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceed from the mouth of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, we are taught that the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness, and temperaments. These are the attributes and the spiritual food of the child of God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Amelia. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you even far much more abundantly. Remember, we are touching base on this, the very issue of true spiritual food, what it is even all about. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of it. True spiritual food. And much of the times we become those kinds of people who overlook the very aspect of the essence of true spiritual food. So I open this to the public and to the various people that have worked on these shows with us to actually contribute to the show and speak about spiritual food. And their various perspectives are just amazing.
Guiding your faith journey. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Let's go to Limpopo and let's speak to Mukhaitsi Malahle Ladumela.
Ile dimedi shemanjibueng ali judge station in radio pulpit. Ba shile ba chile shi wa station e dire dumela.
Tobela, tobela.
Wa bulela nge Mukhaitsi Malahle la go tswa le go khomo Limpopo. A se go moko ke tla re setlhogo sa mantsi boelego true spiritual food. Dijo tja semoya. Na dijo tja semoya ke eng? Na dijo tja semoya ke eng? Na what is a true spiritual food? Kae aroganya ka diripa tše tharo. Eo e le gore tlo lebelela taba ya semoya, which is the spiritual perspective, the religious perspective, and lebelela le the personal growth. In terms of the spiritual perspective, the lebelela how do we connect with the Most High? How do we connect? So yeah, we need to have a mindful practices. Mindful practices of love, meditate, prayer, self-reflection and introspection. Rabali ratinya ke shisha ka borena gore re na le dijo tsa semoya na re bereka jwang ka re o maphelo a rena di tlhaloganya rena maikutlo a rena go gola ga rena semoyeng le self awareness di contribute jwang to our true spiritual fruit. Rape lebele je rape re tlo lebelela the religious perspective. In terms of religious perspective, taba ya our daily text, which is our casket text, which some of us regard are those texts sharing re lebelelang most re scripted text. They can be a text be in camera galvati like o tsoga wa lebelela ona re no. For I know the plans I have for you, the plans to prosper you, not to harm you. So pray and worship. Le community fellowship. And leveling my fellow, which is our spiritual personal growth. How this true spiritual food contribute to our personal growth. Leveling learning and self-improvement. We learn every day and improvement, we do it every day. So the nature and the connection towards our life. So in conclusion, I will say a true spiritual fruit one-on-one. It's a personal concept that varies greatly from one individual to another. It's about finding what nourishes your soul, promotes your inner peace, and it aligns with your values and beliefs. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23, which is the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. This is the word of God. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah. May the praises be unto Him. We are grateful. Like I said, you know, we are playing these excerpts. They are from our friends. With regards to what true spiritual food is even all about. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
All right, let's hear Lebu.
Spiritual food is so interesting. And so, like, so much in it, you know. It's what you eat, what you don't eat. And when you talk about God and the spirits based on the scriptures, basically, that's your food that keeps standing to be firm. Spiritual food is what keeps you awake, alive, and everything else, and active in a way. Because it's what you hold on to. Because it's spiritual, it's what you can strengthen your spirit, basically. So this word of God is the first thing you go to. That God's premises, not just the word, but belief, what you believe in God for. That helps. That really helps. It works, rather. Not only helps, but works. So what you need to perceive God's premises for you spiritually. To build your spirit, basically. So food is to make you stronger, not just for eating and to gain weight or whatever. Spiritually, what you need to grow on, it helps you grow. That's what spiritual food should do. Mm. Question is, what do I want to grow? My spirit, how?
Yeah.
So it depends on my beliefs. Trust my belief, basically. But to trust my belief is just also to work on it. Just pick up the food to eat, the spiritual food you can eat. Mm. That way you can believe in your belief. Hold on to your belief, what you believe. So as food as well, don't just eat it, but something to believe. So you chew on it, you make it work for you. Basically, I'm saying this, speaking openly to the listeners and everybody. When spiritual food is thing that is chewable and eatable as well, don't just take anything that you choke on. Mm. So what you believe in makes you food, spiritual food. Then you can take it there. So bit by bit is what you put into your spirit, your words. What do you believe God for?
Mm.
Believe in those words. Mm. That's what nurtures you nicely, makes you strong, makes you grow as well. Mm. So those are the things we need to look out for if it's spiritual food.
Mm. I hear you well. I hear you well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. I'm talking to Barukia in Cape Town and also Professor Buyiso Ndezi.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 0826572729.
Professor, let me bring this to you. In John chapter 6, verse 51, it says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Now, why am I reading this again? It's because you touched on it. In your first commentary, in your opening commentary, you touched on it. And the very aspect of it is that this is the word which is Christ, which is the wisdom of the Father, which is also his plan of salvation, which is his message, which is the glad tidings of the kingdom of heaven. And as Lebo said, the promises, but as all our guests were saying, that which the Father says to us, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother. John 6:51, as he proclaims himself, I am the living bread. This is an announcement made by him to those around him that they may know who he is, and that they may also understand, including us, that without him, there is no satisfaction in life. Without him, our thirst will not be quenched. Without him, we are not going to be in communion with the Father. And he talks of himself as a bread, because he knows that most of the time we have appetites, Brother Ray, that we think can be fulfilled by any other thing but God. So when he brings this notion as himself being the bread, as himself being the word that must be fed on, as himself being the one who is the author and the perfecter of our lives and our faith, he is simply saying, I have come from the Father that I may be one with you. I have come from the Father that you may take me so that you can be one with the Father. And I'm just reminded of the scripture again from the book of Exodus chapter 16, verse 15, which says, so when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is this? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given to you. So this is the bread of life that was from the beginning, the bread of life that even the Israelites were feeding on. But they never understood who he really was, who this bread was, because there was no revelation as yet. But the Father continued to bring him to the point of understanding when he brought him in the flesh, Yahusha Mashiach. So he came in the flesh that they may be able to identify themselves with the Father when they feed on the bread. And this is the bread that we must know. He was from the beginning during the time of wilderness as they traveled, moving from Egypt to Canaan. This bread, this true spiritual food, was amongst them, and this is the bread that they had to live on for their sustenance, for them to understand the God who took them out of bondage. And when he came in the flesh, he is repeating the same words, I am the living bread, which is where we read in John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from the Father. But it was not the first time that he was coming. He came in the wilderness when they did not understand who he was. So this is the bread, this is the word of God. So without him, there is no understanding of who the Father is. Without him being the bread that we must feed on, there is no knowledge, no entry to the Father, no entry to the commonwealth of the Father. So in other words, these are the things that we must know about. One of our friends on the show right now spoke about the revelation of the Father through the word of God. So these are the things that we must understand, that without us feeding on the word, without us praying, which gives us a revelation of the word, because it is in prayer that we get to understand the word more. Without us worshiping, this is what came out as we have been talking here, without us worshiping, there is no way that we can be able to discern this bread. We cannot discern the Father. We cannot discern the living bread that came from the Father. So without us being obedient to the word, that we feed on the right things, because there are many things that we can feed on, but we need to know that there is the right food that is coming from the Father, and he says, yes, this is the bread that came from him. So in other words, we as the children of God must know what is right for us, what is right for our spirit, what is right for us to live. In Proverbs 9 verse 2, it says, she has slaughtered her meat, she has mixed her wine, she has also furnished her table. We're talking about the pre-preparation of the word of God, the preparation of the lamb, the preparation of this bread. And we must know this is the bread that only comes from the Father. Nobody else will give us the right food. Nobody can prepare what is good for your spirit except the Father himself. Except the Father himself, who knows who you are, the Father who knows what must make you stronger in him, what must make you to be one in him. What makes us one with the Father is the word of God. And this word is the Son Yahushua HaMashiach. And when he was introducing himself to the disciples that I am this living bread, he wanted them to understand that without him, there is no way that they could be one with the Father. So this is the true spiritual food. This is the food that we must feed on, not the lies of the world, not the deception that we hear about, not everything else that will satisfy the flesh. As we said earlier on, so as the bread is in the flesh, so is the word of God in the spirit. In Jeremiah 15, verse 6, it says, your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, yeah. O Lord God of hosts. So the word of God is what we must feed on, and this is the bread that came from the Father.
Sure. I hear you quite well, Professor. Thank you so much for that. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Now, this is also something amazing when it comes to true spiritual food. I've been looking at something earlier on, you know, with regards to true spiritual food, what it is all about, and of course also what it stands for. Now, Malak, when it comes to true spiritual food, we also learn that there's just so many, there's just so much food that is brought on by the world, and we should be careful about. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. The devil basically wants us to have the food that defiles us. And we need to be careful about that. Is that spoken of quite enough, Malak?
Hey, Shalom, Rabbi. It's not spoken about enough in a true sense, because we need, I brought in Psalm 119 and I brought the letter Dalat. So when we look at, first, before we get to Dalat, I want us to look at Psalm 119, verse number 9. It says, how can a young man stand in the path of purity? And it says, it answers itself by saying, by living according to the word, right? That is now the word of Abba Yahuwah. Now, there's a whole lot of defilement. And earlier on, I spoke about the word Dalat, Psalm 119:25-32, that it is the door, it is the path in which we are to walk in order to be saved, the door that leads to salvation. So this Dalat also reflects Yahusha, because we can remember he comes from the house of Yehuda or Judah, and Judah was child number 4. Of Jacob, and that is why this letter also becomes letter number 4, because it is now what is showing us that he is the way. So when I spoke of the dat, to say in the lat we have the dat, and the dat are the statutes, the laws, the commandments, the way, or it is the order of Malak Sadat, the order of righteousness. So when we have this word, Ahi, now we take this letter, and when we look at, or we want to know what knowledge is. Knowledge is called the eye. The eye is the information. The eye, when it sees, right? What it sees now, there's a whole lot of information that is brought in front. So now we come to an understanding of saying, and that becomes knowledge. So knowledge becomes awareness. You spoke of understanding. You spoke of wisdom. So it is when we start to recognize what is of the truth, when we come to reality. So now it means there must be some form of discernment. Knowledge is brought in front of us, right? It may be through social media, it may be through television, whatsoever, all these things that it is presented in front of us. But we should be able to have the discernment. So now, which means when the facts are put before us, then the facts of knowledge are understood, and we are able to connect them in order that we can get to wisdom, because wisdom will be when knowledge is applied rightly in life. So now you have Daniel who says, hey, you know what, this is wrong. This is not the path or the order that I ought to follow. It is wrong. It blasphemes. It tramples Abba Yahuwah. So therefore, I don't want to associate myself with it. I don't want to be linked with it. Therefore, I will choose the knowledge that gives me life. I will choose that which is able to lead me into the covenant. And we see in Proverbs 1 verse 7, it says, the fear of Abba Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge. So it shows us that true knowledge starts with the reverence of our Creator, and it's not just about the human study. So therefore, when truth is received, when truth is understood and remembered, So we are able to now make decisions that are good. So that is now having that discernment, which is the ability to separate right between what produces life and what produces death. So when we look at the garden, there was a tree that was put in Genesis chapter number 2:17, which says there was tree of good, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So now, what is it that we are eating? There's a choice that is put in front of us. But then when we want to eat and to live, it would mean that we have to eat from the good side of the tree. And that which is of evil, wicked, and darkness, then we ought to live. We should not be crossing that line. And this is also shown. It is now part of what Daniel has done in this Daniel chapter 1 to say, you know what, we do not want anything that will defile us, but we want to remain pure. So we then get to choose we choose the path of discernment, which leads to life instead of the path which leads to death, because death is now what is not of Abayahua. So now, when we have this information, when we meditate on the word and we put it into practice, then we become changed. Then we understand this path that we have to walk, and we choose that which is wise, which is Yahusha HaMashiach of Nazareth. Halal.
Halala. Now, we are touching base on this very aspect of true spiritual food. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We're talking about true spiritual food. What's your view, Lebu?
On having spiritual food is things that we just literally, it's like grow, something you grow. Question is what you grow, then you name it as spiritual or no, name it as poison. Because certain things are just that they are poison, they are toxic as well. So exactly what do you have as a spiritual meal? Your spiritual meal, is it good for you, nurturing you, or is it going to be something you choke on? Spit on, right? Not even spit per se, but something that can trap you.
Spit.
Things like those. So things you think, consider spiritual food, then you just understand what you need to take in. Then you take that which that is good for your food, for you to be named, called as food. Is it good for you? Or is it something that is going to kill you? That's what spiritual food is. Spiritually, then, where are you going? What are you nurturing? Sometimes you listen to other things, negative things. That kills your spirit. And your belief, your spirit is your belief as well. Then you kill your belief with the things that you just decide to pick up on the side. Not that which God wants you to know. So spiritual food is the things that God will want you to know for your spirit. And then you expel those negative things. And if I said thoughts, it's thoughts. So when you're looking at spiritual food, you're not thinking about your thoughts. It's not about what you think. It's about what is truth, what is real. Then you can just put it on the spiritual food compound, sort of.
then you can grow it.
Mm.
That's spiritual food. That's what it means. Things that can grow and grow up and grow and rise for you to stand on.
Mm.
That's what spiritual food is. And I think we just start with the thoughts to say, what is it exactly before it manifests? What are my thoughts? Think about your thoughts. What are you thinking about? You can call it by name, or is it based on your thoughts? So it's going back to your thoughts and cultivate your thoughts.
Mm.
And when your thoughts are ready, that's when you can gather thoughts that are positive, spiritual. They strengthen you spiritually as well. So it's not about who said what and what. It's about your mind, your heart. What's in your heart?
I hear you quite well. I hear you quite well. Thank you for that message, Lebo. I really, really appreciate. And of course, also, spiritual food, what it is all about, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I also spoke and asked Lisapo. Lisapo is also one of us, man. She is also part of the show for quite some time. She has been. We're talking spiritual food, what it is all about. Lisa.
Good evening. Let us talk about something that nourishes more than the body, true spiritual food. In the Gospel of John chapter 6, Jesus says something very profound. He says, I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me will never go hungry. Mm. And whosoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Mm. Now, here Jesus isn't talking about physical hunger, but he is pointing to a deeper need in every human heart. And that is the hunger for meaning in life, the hunger for peace, the hunger for connection with God, who is our Father. Just as our bodies cannot survive without food, so is our souls. Our souls cannot survive without spiritual nourishment. Mm. But what exactly is that spiritual nourishment? Now, according to the word, spiritual food is the word of God and the presence of Christ himself in our lives.
Mm.
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3, it reminds us that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Now, God's word, it gives us strength and direction. It actually feeds our souls. And Jesus, he is the living word. Now, to know Jesus, to know him, to follow him, to trust in his sacrifices and to trust in his resurrection, that is to eat. That is to actually eat the bread that brings eternal life, because you constantly feed yourself by believing, by trusting him, by trusting his sacrifices, what he did in the cross for us, and the gospel of resurrection. The more you believe and dwell on the resurrection and the sacrifices that he made, you feed your soul and you remain in the hope of God's glory. Now, in a world that is full of distractions and quick fixes, we often try to fill our spiritual hunger with success. We fill it with entertainment, or even try to do good deeds at all times so that we feed the hunger that we have to connect with God, have a meaning in life. But only Christ and Christ alone can satisfy that with this true spiritual food. Only God can satisfy us.
Mm.
It's only him. So today, let us take a moment. Open your Bible. Pray. Sit with the Lord. Take this as an invitation. Sit with the Lord. Open your Bible and pray. Feed your soul, because the only bread of life, which is Christ, can truly fulfill you and satisfy you. You can only find that fulfillment and that nourishment and that satisfaction in Christ, who is the bread of life. Thank you. Stay blessed.
And you too. May the Father do you good and grace you so much abundantly there. And of course, we need to hear from you as to what you make of this. This is your show, man. We are keen to hear from you. And in many instances and cases, when we touch on the issue of spiritual food, we basically, you know, speak about the word of the Father, which I love so much. And I wanted to understand what is it that you would say spiritual food is all about.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts.
All right, Mampindi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hello, Ma.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Mamruti.
The spiritual food is important for us. Mm. We need to be hungry for the spiritual food.
Mm.
The spiritual food is the one that makes us ukuthi sikwazi ukuqhubeka empilweni zethu, ukuthi sikwazi ukukhuluma sithi ebeneza ngifike ngala because of the spiritual food.
Yeah,
uma ungana spiritual food empilweni yakho, angeke ufinyelele indlela eziningi, angeke ufike la kuyiwa khona. Ngithanda iHebrews 11:5 efundeka kanje. By faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God has taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Yabona, uma simfuna ngokweqiniso uNkulunkulu, konke kuba lula ukuthi kukhichizeke ithelo, kukhichizeke uthando likaNkulunkulu, sikhichize ukuthula ebantwini bakaNkulunkulu, sikhichize i-kindness ebantwini bakaNkulunkulu. Thina we are the light of this world. Siwukukhanya kulomhlaba. Uma sihlezi kuNkulunkulu, ahlezi kithi, sine divine connection noNkulunkulu, konke sikunqoba kalula. And nabantu bayaphila, singamanzi agobhozayo daily. Siphilisa abantu bakaNkulunkulu nangaphandle kokuyoma epulpit, ukungena nje emall, because kunamanzi agobhozayo phakathi kwakho. Iy'thelo zikamoya zibonakala uthulile, uzibhadalela lapha ethilini. Umuntu athi, eyi, ngathi ngiyakwazi. Hey, angazi ngathi umuntu afise ukukhuluma nawe, angazi ukuthi ufuna ukukhuluma ini nawe, because of the spiritual fruits, the spiritual food that is in you. So kubalulekile ukuthi sibe ne-divine connection, siholwe umoya oyingcwele empilweni zethu daily, sincobe izimpi ngokuhlanganyela noNkulunkulu, because ezinye izimpi uma uzilwela wena, you will be dismally defeated. You will never be successful. Izimpi zincotshwa ngomkhuleko, izimpi zincotshwa ngokuthembela kuNkulunkulu, and it's impossible to please God without faith. Kubalulekile ukuthi sibe ne-faith ezokwazi ukuthi ikhicize iy'thelo ezizophilisa nabantu abangamazi uNkulunkulu. We are all called to live ebukhoneni bakaNkulunkulu. It's up to us ukuthi lo bizo lwethu sihamba kanjani nalo, and lizokhicika iy'thelo ezinjani. Khona iy'thelo, khona abantu abakhuthazela abantu bubi daily, iy'thelo ezimbi lezo. But uma uhlanganyela noNkulunkulu in your life, you are able to produce iy'thelo ezinothando, ezinokuthula, ezine-kindness kaNkulunkulu. So Pastor Ray, engingakusho mina ngithi i-faith enye yey'thelo ezenza ukuthi sibe munye noNkulunkulu, nabantu bakaNkulunkulu, nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Bese impilo iyachubeka ngokuthembela kuNkulunkulu, nokwazana noNkulunkulu, nokwandisa umbuso kaNkulunkulu in the land of the living. Thank you, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mampindi, ngiyabonga ngendlela emangalisa kakhulu.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Babongani!
Me again. Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, spiritual food. To have close union with Christ, represented by eating his flesh. John chapter 6, verse 48 to 50 says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. UJesu uyisinkwa sokuphila. Uma sidla kuso lesi sinkwa asayikufa. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 says, all ate the same spiritual food. 17. For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Verse 17 in Zulu. Wakuba isinkwa sisinye, thina sibaningi, singuzimba munye, lokhu thina sonke sihlanganyela ke leso sinkwa sinye. To read closely, attentively, as we say, devour a book. Singabazalwane kumele sihahele izwi, siliphange, silidle, sigijima, saziwe njengogimba bezwi. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16 says, your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O God of hosts. Amazi akho afunyanwa ngawadla, amazi akho aba ngokujabula kimi nokuthokoza kwenhliziyo yami, ngokuba ngibizwa ngegama lakho, Jehova Nkulunkulu Sibawuthi. Nathi kumele ukuthi sizibekele amazwi akhe kunezimiso zethu. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 25 says, the righteous add to the satisfying of his soul, but the stomach of the wicked shall be in want. Ukudla izwi kusuthisa umphefumulo. Acts chapter 14 verse 17 says, nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and faithful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. UNkulunkulu ugcwalisa izinhliziyo zethu ngokuhle nangokujabula. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu, anibusiseke egameni lenkosi yethu Kristu Jesu waseNazaretha. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We appreciate.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Hear the Word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, and we have my friend and brother, Godfrey.
Hey, sanibonani lapho pastori.
Thank you putwa.
Eh, nama guest wakho lapha amahle. Nabalaleli brother Ray.
Putwa.
Spiritual food. It's you have to be selective of what you eat or put in your mouth. Just like everywhere brother Ray. If we want to go on a diet or a model, there's certain food that you eat that are gonna give you a weight and a right, a height, and a texture, skin, and your hair. If you're a bodybuilder, there's certain food that you have to eat to boost your muscles and your endurance and your strength. If you're a road runner, there's certain food that you need to eat and exercises and whatnot. So is spiritual food. If you want to grow into spirit, eat the right food. Take it, you're invited in a buffet. The world is a buffet. Una yonke kind of religion, kind of false, and all of them are false except one, Leon Kunkul. Then take it as you are invited to a buffet. Kune nyama ekala kuni, kune nyama ekati, kune nyama e zebra, crocodile, kune komo, kune mutton, and then there's beef and chops, then and chicken. When you know you are the child of the Most High, you select correctly according to precepts that are written in the scripture. You know, I cannot eat this kind of food or that one or that one. You know, the Most High told you it's not clean. You go according to him, you trust him. So our spiritual food daily, it's the word of the Most High written in the scriptures. Anything from Genesis, in the beginning, God created the earth, or the world was without form, and up to the last page of Revelation, that's your spiritual food. That's what you live off. That's what you feed off. When you thirst, you go to the Psalms. When you are angry, go. When you want wisdom, you go to Proverbs. When you want guidance, you go to the Exodus for the laws and Leviticus. There's so many things there. You want wisdom, there's Ecclesiastes. You want hope and salvation and forgiveness. You read the gospel, why Christ came, and all of that. That's your diet. That's your spiritual food. You do the things that are there. You don't become angry. You don't become upset by anyone. You don't follow anybody. You don't eat the bodybuilder's food. You don't eat the food that is eaten by athletes. You eat the spiritual food, the Most High's food. Thank you.
Sure.
I think it makes sense.
Thank you, my friend. It makes sense indeed.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an exciting experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we're about to wrap up, man. 10 minutes to go, and of course, at the top of the hour, it is Men's Dialogue taking place there. Mfundisi Wamina.
Siyabonga Nkosi Pastore, siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asibusise sisonke. Ukudla kwemphefumulo izwi likaNkulunkulu. Sibuye izwi likaNkulunkulu sidlalona imphefumulo yethu ukuthi ingapoki uma sesingasekho emhlabeni. Ngoba le nto yenza ukuthi upoka, umuntu apoke noma kube nesipoko leli abantu abangazange badla izwi likaNkulunkulu. Khani mambo Pastore.
Hey, batata. Bathi kwenza ukuthi umuntu apoke ngoba kalidlanga izwi likaNkuluNkulu bese uphenduka isipokeke. Yike ngokuzwileke namhlanje kukhulunywa umfundisi uMuhamba laphayana. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching base on the issue of spiritual food as we go towards the end of the show. Professor, finally, what say you when we speak of true spiritual food? What say you with regards to true spiritual food? Now, the word is saying, he who has an ear, Revelation 2:17, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name which is written. No one knows except him who receives it. There's a promise with regards to eating true spiritual food. Finally, what say you? Let me give you at least 3 minutes to go for it. Professor.
Thank you, my brother. You quoted Revelation 2:17, which also highlights where the spiritual food comes from. It speaks of the spiritual food having the source only from the Father, as he says, to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. Where are we going to get hidden manna? It is only provided by the Father. And it says, I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written with one, which no one knows except him who receives it. So this is the eternal life at the end of the day, when we speak of the true spiritual food, when we have fed on the word, when we have fed on him, being Yahushua HaMashiach, we are going to receive the eternal life. And when we receive the eternal life, promise that you speak about of us being and be given a name that no one knows except himself. So it is about us partaking in him. It is about a true relationship. It is about us surrendering to the word of God. It is about us feeding on the word so that at the end of the day we will have this eternal life. It's the same word that resonates with John 6:27-29, which says, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. So he's the one who determines whether we will have eternal life. He's the one who will determine whether we see the Father or not. So it's about us being in the true relationship with him by feeding on him, him being the word, him being the one who opens the door to the Father. The relationship that we need with the Father is about us feeding on the word, the Son of God, who is the true food that we need. And verse 28 says, then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him
whom he sent, believe in him whom he sent. So when we believe in him, we feed on him. We feed on his oracles. We feed on his will. We feed on fellowship. We feed on worship. We feed on the word. We feed on prayer. And we are guaranteed of eternal life, because it is through him that we could have and receive this life that we are all longing for, life in the Father and the life in the Spirit. It needs us first to feed on the Spirit food, which is the Word of God, and continue to live forever in him.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, let me read what Gail Shelley Israel says. Good evening, Pastor Ray, all your guests and Radio Pulpit listeners. Spiritual food, partaking in communion, often according to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 26. Dress yourself ready for service every day according to Ephesians 6, 12. And guard your heart at all times. Don't lean on your own understanding according to Proverbs 3, verses 5. Get filled with spiritual food. Read the Bible daily to feed your soul thoroughly. Thank you, Pastor Ray. Blessings. All this is from Gail Shelley Israel. Thank you so much, Gail Shelley Israel. I really appreciate. May the Father do you exceptionally good.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our community who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish: to bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
We are left with just 2 minutes. Malak, let me give this to you. This 2 minutes, and it's just amazing the things that the Father is saying with regards to true spiritual food. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4, all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was the Hamashiach. What say you finally?
Truly, that rock is Hamashiach. We all ate the same spiritual food and stuff. So we need to understand, Hapehori, Yahusha is the word that was in the beginning, that he, and through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that had been made. So in him there is life. And now, when he mentions him being the bread, when he mentions him being the living water or the way, we have to understand that we cannot separate him from the word. So meaning that when we follow him, when we become one with him, it is through the process of us being obedient. So we cannot say we follow Yahusha, but then we do things that are going astray and say or expect salvation. So salvation comes through him being the word, meaning that we sit and we eat from this spiritual food and we get nourished. And at the end, the ultimate end, it is how we get right to the end where we can say we are saved. To the Rabbah.
Next week, we are going to be touching base on the issue of redemption, what it is all about. Thank you, Professor, and thank you for your time. We appreciate.
Thank you very much, my brother, for the opportunity. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Patrick and the family. And a special blessing to you, the Pulpit family, in the mighty name of Yahusha. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Malak, thank you so much. We appreciate, sir.
To the Rabbah, to you, to the household, I think Professor Wilson and your family, and all to Radio Pulpit listeners. May Abba Yahuwah continue to increase and baruch us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much for those who have been listening, who have called. Thank you for our special guests on the show. There's about 8 of them. Thank you so much for our special guests on the show. We keep on doing this. There's a time where we'll have special guests on the show, and this is a beautiful time to have them. Right, coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. May the Father do you good, grace you even far much more. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.